Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, and here I am outside Craven Cottage, the home of Fulham Football Club. Because obviously it's just 2 days since the death of his erstwhile owner, Mohammed Fayad, was announced, and you can see in what affection he was held by fans of the club, because you can see there is a solitary Fulham Football Club scarf and one floral tribute precisely, and that's it. You think the whole place might be decked out in a veritable garden of flowers. Okay, and there is one here. Here's a bouquet of flowers at the foot of this footballer here, who's there. But apart from that tribute on the statutory plinth, there's nothing else. So it shows that he's largely forgotten or indeed held in deep disdain by fans of the club. I've got to say, Mohammed Fayad, who's been called to his reward at the age of 94 years, and apparently it was already been buried, it's come out that he actually died on Wednesday, but was only announced on Friday, and his funeral was held at the Central London Mosque in Regent's Park. And he's been laid to rest beside his son, Dodi Fayad, who predeceased him by almost exactly 26 years when he had a motor mishap in Paris when he was sitting beside her Royal Highness, Diana, Princess of Wales. Although methought that she was stripped of the handle HRH, so she's mere Princess of Wales. The HRH had been deprived from her. That's a title too, as part of the divorce settlement. It shows that he really was not held in high regard by the fans of this club. So right beside Bishop's Park, the River Thames is just over the other side. I mean, it's sometimes been a Premier League club. I don't give two hoots about football, so I'm not sure where it is right now. Mohammed Fayad had his finger in many pies. He was seen as a grocer, as he owned Harrods for many years. He had interest in banking, in construction, in hotels. He and his brother, they co-owned the Ritz Hotel in Paris for years. And that was contentious because it transpired he was giving free stays in the hotels to Conservative MPs such as Jonathan Aitken and indeed Neil Hamilton. And Jonathan Aitken, he perjured himself in court, which was really a profanation of the Christian faith, given that he was professed to be an ardent Christian and he took his oath upon the Holy Bible. Then he twisted his daughter's arm into also making perjurious statements for him in court. And she could have been in prison for that. She wasn't. He went down for it, got a 9-month sentence. So he said that, but he's since out and he found Jesus again. And indeed has been ordained into the Church of England. It's part of his long-term rehabilitation strategy because I remember listening on the radio in 98, after he'd lost his reputation and the prosecution for Miha was about to go ahead. He went to prison in 99. And the interviewer saying, come on, this is not part of some sort of long-term strategy to get back into politics. He's saying, no, it's not. But in 2005, it emerged that it was, and he did try and come back as a Conservative MP, said his former constituency of Thanet had asked him to do so, but Michael Howe, the then Conservative leader, said no, his time as an MP is over. Obviously he got all the good Conservatives a bad reputation. Jonathan of Arabia, part of his lying under oath about the stay in the Ritz Hotel in Paris, and it was just an enterprising Guardian journalist. He managed to find some records in a Swiss hotel proving where he and his wife were, who'd been witnesses for him, that they couldn't have been there. I was very lucky that those records hadn't been destroyed, and that were it not for that, Aitken might have got away with his lies. But Neil Hamilton, he and his good wife, they had stayed in the Ritz Hotel in Paris, courtesy of Fayad's largesse. And then Hamilton unwisely moved a libel action against Mohammed Fayad and indeed lost. And you could see him staring into the abyss, the hundreds of thousands of damages and costs he was going to have to pay to Mohammed Fayad. But he was declared bankrupt, but all his earnings went to his spouse for a while, the redoubtable Neil Hamilton. And they rebuilt their financial position. And he's the current leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party. So Mohammed Fayad was certainly a very flamboyant character. He loved publicity. Everything about him was carefully choreographed. I'll tell you something he gave a bad name was those blue shirts with white collars. And that was his signature dress type, well, shirt type. Perhaps his finest hour was when he appeared on Ali G in April 2000. I remember being in Belfast at my friend's house watching it, and Ali G shows him a British passport and says, give me 10 quid for it. It was an allusion to the fact that Fayad failed in his decades-long campaign to attain British citizenship and indeed died an Egyptian, never obtain British citizenship. And no, it wasn't the point that followed the Conservative Party, of whom he'd once been a fervent supporter. Labour upheld that decision as well. Jack Straw, the Home Secretary under Tony Blair, said that Fayyad was not of good character. What else about him? On that Ali G show, getting it, saying, okay, well, we're going to be rappers. Like, I'll be the Busta Rhymes and you be the LL Cool J. And I'll be the, Eminem, and you'll be the old dirty bastard. And he was taken aback by that and joking that, Neil, what would you say if you saw Neil Hamilton here right now? He said, nothing. Fayyad said, I'd say nothing to him. To me, he is nothing. And I said, okay, come out, Neil Hamilton. Well, Neil Hamilton wasn't there. And Fayyad said, well, I saw him every day in the court for 6 weeks. It wouldn't matter. And Neil Hamilton said, say he saw you wearing panties and a bra, saying, I wish I was a girl, I really do. And Muhammad said, no, he's the one who's doing that. He's well known for doing that. So Fayyad, he did speak perfect English. Got to hand him that. And later on had him dancing with these go-go dancers who were gyrating against him, but getting to do a rap song saying, I am Muhammad and you are Ali, freestyling. What else about him in that, when they really sent him up, saying, if I see anything in Harrods I like, can I nick it? You can nick it, can I nick it? You can nick it. Good girl's gonna nick it anyway. But Ali G, that Sacha Baron Cohen, the humorist, saying, well, don't shop at Harrods, you can buy the same thing at my uncle's Jamal's for a quarter of the price. Anyway, was he a sport to do that? But he was a major ho, would just do anything to be on it. There were people who would say that he was irascible, he was a terrible bully, he was a thug, would size up his opponents. He was rather oafish and unsubtle. So I think finesse would never have been one of his saving graces. So he leaves behind four children and his Finnish widow. He was married to, Mr. Khashoggi's sister, the famous Khashoggi arms dealer, as in uncle of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi, as in Khashoggi, spoon maker in Turkish. But they actually come from Turkey centuries before. And that's where he come from a family with relatively modest means. Muhammad Fayyad, this opened many doors for him. He got a lot of money, just as Saudi Arabia was beginning to become a very wealthy country, because up until then, Egypt had been the driving seat and the big daddy of the Arab world. But by the 60s, Saudi Arabia was getting very wealthy. So that is Muhammad Fayyad. Yeah, there's his private tomb. Well, it's really sort of a flashback to the 90s. And to the end, he protested his crackpot theories that there was some elaborate plot by MI6 to murder his son because they were so racialist and religionist and couldn't abide a man of the Mohammedan faith marrying the mother of the future king of the United Kingdom. So we haven't heard from him very much. Someone who's craving publicity and coming out with Looney Tunes theories is rather redolent of the person who would have been, how to put it, his step-grandson, Prince Harry, had this fantasy of Dodi marrying Diana ever born fruit. But alas and alack, it didn't. All right, thank you very much for watching my video. Goodbye, everybody.